Last time on Red Rock Mysteries.
A wave of mailbox vandalism hit the Red Rock area hard in the last week.
Mrs. Garcia, are you all right?
Tanya smelled smoke and ran to Danielle's room. But when she opened the door, the whole room exploded.
She was 6 months old?
I've never told anyone this part.
Okay.
I don't think my baby died that night.
What?
This is my hideout to catch the bad guys.
Ash,
there's a truck coming up the road.
Oh no.
Duck down, quick. It looks like a truck.
He's turning into our driveway.
Shh. Sam, can you hear me? Sam! He's carrying something. To the house.
What?
Okay, he just put something by the door.
What if it's a bomb?
Sam, are you there? Come on, Sam. Batteries must be dead.
Wait. That's Randy.
What? What's he doing here?
I don't know.
Maybe he came back to smash more than our mailbox.
Oh, get down, he's coming.
Come on, Ash. Let's see what it is. Looks like a basket. I think we should look inside.
Well, I don't think we should look inside.
Too late.
Bryce, be careful.
Flashlight, please.
Here.
Thanks.
What's in it?
Two brownies, one pear, one orange, one box of chocolates, and two Snicker bars.
What?
Scary stuff. What's this? An envelope with Lee's name on the front. Should we open it?
You don't know anything about love.
He didn't smash our mailbox. I wonder why.
You don't know Randy's involved with that.
Yes, but all the clues point to him. Plus, it would look suspicious if every mailbox on our road was smashed except ours. Maybe we'll catch him tonight.
Ashley, everything's all right.
Mom, it can't be all right. It's usually 2 or 3 months between doctor's visits. But I'm going in tomorrow?
You'll be fine. Hey, Bryce got invited to a sleepover. Why don't you invite Haley over to stay up with you tonight?
Hey, Haley, can you grab the root beer? I'll get the popcorn.
Sure.
Okay, I know it's weird to have a camp out in a truck camper, but trust me, it'll be really fun.
Sure.
And you don't mind if we have the dogs with us, do you?
Oh, I love dogs.
Great.
This is so cool. I've never watched movies on a campout. My dad is one of those let's rough it out in the wilderness kind of campers.
Yeah, Sam's kind of that way too. All right, lay down, Frodo. Good boy. You too, Pippin. Lay down right here.
Good boy.
So what's the camera for?
Oh, it's a project my brother is working on. Wait, this is my favorite part. Turn it up.
There's something you should know.
What's that?
I'm not just your dental hygienist.
You're not?
I am your secret love. Oh, I'm not surprised. Oh, Jack! I thought I felt something when I first flossed molar number 3, and it grew stronger by the time I hit canine number 11. And by the time I rounded my cusped 13, I knew I was in love! Oh, it's the tooth in the back of your mouth that helps move food from the canine teeth to the molars. Oh, Jack, if it could ever be you and me and you and us and we together, we could travel the world as one, flossing across Europe to the end of...
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Oh, the truck battery must be going dead. Oh, well.
So, let's talk about Duncan Swift.
Why Duncan?
Because you like him. Come on, I know you do.
Okay, I like him, but he doesn't even know I exist. The only boy who likes me is Skeeter Messler. And I wish he didn't. Well, I mean, he did give me a get well card.
Aw, that's sweet.
Okay, it was actually a happy birthday card. He crossed out happy birthday and wrote, get well soon.
What?
There was a birthday poem, and then he crossed out love mom and dad and wrote his name.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was sweet, I guess. Low budget, but sweet.
Aw.
He was worried about me.
Are you worried about you?
Well, yeah. The doctor wants me to come back a lot sooner than usual. It could be nothing, but just...
You're a Christian, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into God like you are, but I'm thinking if you have him in your life, then you should trust him to make things work out, right?
Well, yeah.
I guess it's hard to trust somebody you can't see.
You know what, Haley? You're right. Sometimes I think I see my problems more than I see him, but I do see him.
Really?
Well, not like I see you, but it's like I know he's there. I don't see him with my eyes, but my heart knows he's there.
Okay.
And I know he's going to be there for me tomorrow. Thanks.
Sure. I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna go to sleep.
Oh, I understand.
What is it, Frodo?
Oh no! Haley, wake up! Oh, Haley! The camera! Press the power button. Oh, come on, camera, turn on! Focus, come on! Oh no, focus! Come on, focus! Ugh! Bryce is gonna kill me!
Did I miss something?
Did I get anything you can use?
Well, I'm checking the footage. How'd it go with your EEG?
Kind of the same as usual, I guess. Except, I really felt God helping me. It was really peaceful. That part was cool. The nurse says they'll have us come back for the results. Anything?
Well, not really. Just a bunch of moving around. And it looks like a dog licked the lens or something.
I am so sorry, Bryce.
It's okay. The autofocus doesn't work well when it's dark.
Bryce, need your help, please.
Coming!
Okay, on the count of three, we'll lift up this mailbox.
Wait, it takes two guys to lift the mailbox?
One, two, three.
This thing weighs a ton!
Under the post.
What did you do?
Well, it's a mailbox inside a mailbox encased in concrete. Huh. If they try to smash this thing, it'll be like trying to smash granite with a pencil. Granite wins.
Is it okay if I paint another target?
How about put it on both sides?
All right.
Mr. Chaplosa?
I'm in the dark room. Hold on.
Oh, hi, Ashley. What's up?
Well, this is a picture of a girl named Danielle. Can you make her a few years older? Like, say, 7?
What's this for?
Well, the baby died in a fire. I just wanted to show her mom what she might look like now.
Are you sure about this? Won't it upset the mother?
Actually, I think it'll help her. Like, a lot.
Well, I've got to get class started right now, but I can have this done by lunch.
Really? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It'll mean a lot to her. Uh, Mrs. Garcia! Mrs. Garcia!
Ashley, is something wrong?
No, just something amazing. Okay, remember I told you how Mr. Chaplosa could take Danielle's baby picture and project what she looks like today?
Oh, Ashley, please, let me see.
Here. I didn't look, but I'll admit I really wanted to. He gave us three pictures. What Danielle would look like at ages 5, 7, and 9.
Oh.
Are you all right?
She's beautiful. So beautiful. Look.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, I have to go, but I'll make copies for you, all right?
Please, please do.
Mrs. Garcia, if it's true Danielle's still alive, I believe we can find her.
I'm starting to hope again.
What are you doing?
Please do not disturb a genius in his natural habitat.
You're already disturbed. Mm. What is all this?
Look in the bush.
Look in the what?
The bush. Do you see anything?
I see a bush.
Ah, my brilliance surpasses even my own expectations.
You know, you're the only guy I know with his own ego system.
So you can't see anything in the bush, correct?
Well, yeah, but...
Ash, I'm done with these guys messing with us and all our friends. It's time to stand up to them. It's time to attack them back and attack hard.
So you're going to attack them with a juniper bush?
Mm-hmm. A juniper bush with a secret.
A secret juniper bush.
Exactly. And here is the secret.
What is that? Camera?
A surveillance camera. Sam let me borrow it. See, we start with the camera, then we follow the cable all the way back to my bedroom, where it's attached to Sam's old VCR, which is connected to Sam's old TV.
Okay.
I put the VCR on super slow speed so it can record overnight.
Got it.
Ash, I'm gonna catch these guys, and I'm gonna nail them good.
Ashley!
Oh, right in here, Mom.
Hey, you've got tutoring today at Memorial.
Oh, right!
You forgot.
Right.
Okay, hop in the car. I'll take you.
Okay, Angelique. We're running out of time. Last thing, let's check over your math homework you got back from your teacher.
Here you go.
So let's see what we... Ouch. That's a lot of red.
Yeah.
Now look, I don't want you discouraged, all right?
Sure, but I'm not discouraged.
Okay, maybe it's me that's discouraged.
Oh, Ashley, don't be discouraged. You can do this. I believe in you.
Thanks.
Don't ever quit.
Okay.
We'll work through this together, okay?
Right. Okay, I think we'll pick up here next time.
What's that?
What's what?
That big white envelope.
Oh, just some pictures. I have to go now. Just remember what I told you about fractions and go through those problems again, okay?
Okay. What are the pictures of?
A little girl, about your age. Well, it was nice...
Can I see?
Actually, my mom is wait... Okay. Here, see? Sorry, but I have to go now.
Why do you have a picture of Maria?
Maria? Do you know this girl?
She goes to our school.
Are you sure?
Looks like her. She's Mrs. Z's daughter.
Mrs. Z?
One of the kindergarten teachers.
How long has she been here?
I don't know.
Can you show me your classroom?
Sure, it's this way. This is it, Mrs. Z's class. That's a picture of her on the desk.
Really?
Yep, that's Maria and her mom.
Wow. Bryce? Bryce? Bryce, open up.
Is there a fire? A T-Rex on the loose? A UFO in the front yard?
All of the above.
What you got?
Okay, I made a copy of this photo. It's a bit fuzzy because I had to hurry.
And, this is...
Look at the girl!
Well, looks like that picture of Danielle.
Okay, so, I'm tutoring this girl, and I show her Danielle's picture. She says it's Maria, the daughter of, get ready, Mrs. Z.
Mrs. Zoloff? The babysitter?
Yes!
Whoa. Wait, why are you cutting it in half?
Okay, Bryce, it's up to you.
Me?
Up to you. to take this picture of Mrs. Z to Mrs. Garcia.
Oh, no.
Ask her if this is the Mrs. Zoloff who was her babysitter.
And you can't do this?
I've got another appointment with a doctor tomorrow.
Oh.
Just ask her.
Okay, you want me to approach the throne of the lunch lady?
Oh, please. She won't bite. Too hard?
Wow, you're so reassuring.
And you're so sarcastic.
What, me? Sarcastic?
Love how you say that. So sarcastically.
Okay, girl time. What you thinking?
About Mrs. Garcia. I mean, I can't believe she's only a few miles away from her daughter.
Hun, you don't know that's her daughter or that Mrs. Z is even the right person. Mrs. Garcia said her babysitter was pregnant at the time. Could be her real daughter.
It has to be her.
When I write a story, sometimes things don't end up the way I plan. They take twists and turns I never saw.
Yeah.
So you want to tell me your thoughts about the EEG tomorrow?
Well, I'm scared.
Hug?
Yes.
Come here.
I'm really trying to trust God, and he's helping me.
Good. I used to hold you and rock you to sleep when you were just a few months old. Your brother would sleep like a rock, but you had a hard time.
Because of my seizures?
It could have been. We really don't know when they started. But you'd go to sleep in my arms, and I'd put you down in your crib. And then you'd wake up, and your dad would take over.
I miss him.
So do I.
But you have Sam.
Well, they say people are replaceable. But they are wrong. It's... Okay, get ready.
Metaphor.
But life is kind of like a puzzle. When you lose someone, it's like there's a piece missing from your puzzle. The whole will always be there. But as time goes by, you add more pieces around that person. So when you stand back, you can still see the big picture. The whole is still there. It just gets smaller.
The whole still feels pretty big to me.
Yeah, I understand. I think that's where grace comes in.
Hmm?
Well, God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." I think that means whenever we're weak, God's grace is there for us. His grace fills in the missing pieces.
I think I need a lot of grace.
Me too, honey.
Mrs. Garcia?
What do you want?
Here.
And this is?
A picture.
I can see that.
Well, do you recognize her?
It's blurry. Who is it supposed to be?
I'm supposed to ask you that.
Well, she looks familiar. Her hair is different and her face isn't clear, but it could be Tanya.
Tanya
Zoloff. But I can't say for sure. Where did you get this?
I can't say.
What do you mean you can't say?
I can't say anymore because I'll be late for class. Bye.
Okay, time to compare notes.
That lady is straight up scary.
She's a loving mom.
She also loves cats in a very twisted way.
Okay, so I searched Mrs. Zoloff's name again. Mm-hmm. And no wonder I couldn't find anything. I've been spelling her name wrong. It's Zulauf.
Oh, well, I could have told you that.
No, you couldn't.
So, moving on. I talked to the lunch lady.
And?
Well, she didn't really recognize the lady in the picture. She said it might be Tanya Zoloff, but she wasn't for sure.
So, I'm tutoring next week.
Yeah?
And I think I'm going to pay a visit to Mrs. Z.
Cool. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Did you come to Randy's ball game Saturday? He's in a tournament.
Really? I'll have to check with Lee to make sure she's okay with it. She's taking her driver's test right now.
Randy's gone too. He says he won't be back till late.
Oh, really? Well, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, that's interesting.
What's up?
Derek says Randy's gone tonight. He told his parents he won't be back until late.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we may get some mailbox action tonight.
I got it! I got it! I passed my driver's test!
Good job!
Yay! Well, look out, squirrels. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, what?
Someone hit our mailbox last night.
Huh?
It's got a little dent in it. Come here, let's check the video. Okay, we're about to see the whole case unfold before our very
eyes?
No.
Our very nose?
No.
What? What's wrong?
The camera. It was lying on its side in the grass.
What?
Look. Ugh, the tree blocks the view of the mailbox. Someone must have tripped on the cable. Ugh.
Isn't there anything you can see?
Let's keep looking. Just a lot of black. Wait, something here. 11:56 p.m.
What is it?
A blip on the screen.
Sounds very important, this blip.
Shh, listen. Okay, the car or truck, whatever it is, it's passing.
So it's nothing.
It sounds like he's turning around and coming back.
Okay.
Randy's truck, I know it.
No, you don't know it.
I can feel it in me bones.
Sounds like a calcium deficiency.
Shh. It's them. It's them. They hit the mailbox. Oh, that's way too funny. Bat versus concrete, score one for concrete.
But...
Yeah. But, no license plate. Ugh. She almost had him. Wait.
You've got that look like there's a light bulb above your head.
Come on.
Where?
Front yard.
So, what are you looking for?
It's gotta be around here somewhere.
Will you kindly tell me what?
Aha!
Aha, what?
Aha, this! Just what I was looking for.
A splinter of wood?
This was part of the weapon used to annihilate our mailbox. Except this time, this time, the mailbox won. So, Randy's graduated from aluminum to wood.
Oh, Bryce, you don't know it's him. Sam said you need to be careful about jumping to conclusions.
Ash, you gotta admit, it looks more and more like it's Randy all the time.
It sure looks like everything points to Randy, but what do you think? Why not let us know? It's always great to hear from you. Just email us at redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. Red Rock Mysteries is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's show, Missing Pieces, Part 3, was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Busteed, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. Don't miss the next Red Rock Mysteries. It's full of surprises as we wrap up Missing Pieces. We'll see you then on Red Rock Mysteries.